Argentina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When the possibility arose to put on the floor both meetings, there was also an informal discussion and then a more formal discussion, in the sense that considering the invitation to those meetings and their importance, one invited by the government of Japan and the other one by an NGO, these deserved similar treatment, as well as the meeting held in Buenos Aires in December last year, where we spoke about the future of the Commission and what were the most important guidelines and the strongest interests of the region. I believe that that committee, or that meeting that 14 member countries participated in, should receive the same treatment during this debate, as well as the meeting invited by an NGO and the other one by Japan. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Argentina. Iceland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You presented the two meetings, one in Tokyo and another one in New York, as somehow comparable meetings. I would like to very strongly protest that view. On the one hand, you have a meeting invited to by a government inviting all members of the IWC. Not all chose to take part, but that was their own choice. On the other hand, you have a meeting, as well, you said, by invitation only, but it needs to be stated that some member governments actually contacted the group that was organizing and asked if they could take part to put, so their point of view would be heard, and were refused. I think to compare these two meetings and put them on some sort of a level, the same level, is something that I simply cannot accept. I'm not saying that we cannot hear what ideas have been put forward that may help us in having some progress for the future of this organization, but these two meetings were certainly not comparable. One was open, the other one was, for some governments at least, we had the door shut on our face. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland. The chair was not trying to judge whether they were on equal basis. That's one reason I did make the statement that one was by invitation only and the other was by the Japanese government. I'm at the mercy of the commissioners to have the right to proceed. We did make it an agenda item, and I recognizing what Argentina has said, I thought any discussion would take place and anyone could bring up their views. It would be an open discussion. Costa Rica has asked for the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. We would like to echo the comments by Argentina, particularly because we believe that within IWC, if we want to objectively examine its future, the more viewpoints, the broader the viewpoints, the better the quality and the better the efficiency, regardless of the administrative differences that may have existed among all three meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. And Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, I hope that as to the future of IWC, there we are in your hands. And we hope that you can point the way out, and there's no reason to start arguing. It's been a pleasant stay until now. But the realities of the situation is that this organization is polarized to an extent that makes it almost impossible to take any decisions aiming at getting us out of the impasse. I know better than most, because Denmark and Korea tried to point to a way out in 2005, and we were denied. The politeness heard today and yesterday is certainly welcome and very new to the organization. But we have to look beyond politeness. If IWC is to continue to fail in its dual role of conservation and managing wage stocks, there seems to be a real danger that the organization may collapse in the future. And that would be to benefit of no one here. Denmark wants the IWC to function, and we believe that the IWC has a potential to conserve and manage wage stocks. Dialogue, mutual respect are necessary or essential if member countries wishes the IWC to fulfill its potential. For making IWC a strong and viable organization, and a give and take is a necessity. As in all other aspects of cooperation and negotiation, we should be prepared to reach common ground. Denmark is. And it means that many of the things we are feeling a sacred, we would throw up in the air if we could get some sincere consideration for the future. One thing, there's a few things which is a necessity. Those opposing whaling must drop the idea that no whaling can take place. And the group arguing in favor of whaling must drop the idea that the provisions in the convention covering scientific whaling and whaling under objection are beyond a compromise. We need to go back and work on an RMS-RMP model or on a system with a similar purpose. Instead of focusing on grounds where no agreement can be made right away, it might be a way forward to focus on areas where understanding and agreement can be reached in order that trust and confidence between parties can be re-established. Denmark finds itself in the middle of IWC. What we would like to see emerging from this meeting is a pledge from all parties to be prepared in future meetings to compromise on essential matters. But as I said in the start, Mr. Chairman, we are in your guiding hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. Sweden.
Thank you, Chairman. Sweden would like to lend its support to the views just stated by Denmark. We would also like it to be known that we are ready to listen to all views that we have in IWC, and I think that's how we should proceed now. Thank you.
I think we need to get the reports of it and have a discussion. You know, when I raised this at the private commissioners meeting on Sunday, I outlined the way I thought to move forward, and I didn't hear any objection. The point raised by Argentina is another view, and I think they have the opportunity to make that during this discussion, and so I don't know. I don't think it prevents that from happening. We did have on the agenda these two, but it doesn't prevent the views of the Buenos Aires meeting from being brought forward in this discussion. So I did see a card go up in Ecuador first, and then Argentina.
Thank you, Chairman. Ecuador would like to express that although it was not present at the Buenos Aires meeting, since we just rejoined the International Whaling Commission, we would like to express that we would like to support that initiative of the Latin American countries to seek new ways out, a new future for the International Whaling Commission. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Argentina.
Thank you, Chairman. Although our dear friend from Ecuador was personally not there, there was a colleague of ours from Ecuador there, and he was with us at that time. Mr. Chairman, if we need to complete a formality on this point of the agenda, then perhaps we could add to the documents of our debate that the Secretariat, add the one that the Secretariat distributed on December 14, 2006, NJG/JAC/ 30501. This document was distributed to all members. And that document, in fact, mentioned that there was a meeting held to examine the future and the activities of the Commission, particularly in non-lethal use and conservation. I believe that this is a very important document, which should be included. And I regret if I personally did not include it in due time for this point on the agenda. But I always interpreted that the delegations had already been informed of this, and it was, in fact, quoted in the meetings during the negotiation, the standard, the normalization meeting in Tokyo and that of the NGO meeting in April. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Argentina. The Secretary can circulate this report, and we will be, it will be done.